resting in there, faithfully demand of victory and grace. Of godly freedom is a right that all men have to see. And fighting for what you believe it has to be.
And opening our program tonight, Dunai from Toronto, Ontario, with their most recent release, their version of that Ron Kahoot classic, Fly Kozak. Dobrý večer i vítaju vás všich, šanovní rádio sluchači, na rádio programu Náš holos, rádio ukrajinského koriňa, která podається вам тепер щосуботи о 6 годині тут на багатомовній радіостанції CHMB AM 1320 у місті Ванкувері. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver in our new time slot, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Glad that you found us. I'm Pavlina, your host. Thanks so much for joining me this evening. We've got a great program lined up for you. We've got a delicious wintry salad recipe for you as well. We've got a book review, Sliding on the Snow Stone by Andrei Shpuk. And we've also got Ukrainian Jewish Heritage. They'll be doing a feature on Babyn Yar. And that is a place that I will be visiting very shortly. As well, we've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a group from Poland, Horpina, with that classic Ukrainian welcoming song, Zelenaye Zheto, Green Grows the Rye.
Жито жінці жнуть, хоро pecado e luz. Oi, Zelene, Žito, Zelene, хороші гості у мене. Зелене є Žito за селом, хороші гості за столом. Зелене є Žito за селом, хороші гості за столом.
To the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Hollis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, visit ShevchenkoFoundation.com.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
А у саду грушка. Види, 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 ти до мене, моя щебетушка. Види, 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 ти до мене, моя щебетушка. Ти до мене не ходи, не міси болота. Я за тебе не піду, хоч би був зі злота. Мила така гарна, чи мені здається? Через тебе, моя мила, сон мій не береться. Через тебе, моя мила, сон мій не береться. до мене не ходи, не псуй сухові ночі. Я за тебе не піду, бо митця не хоче. Понад зад виноград, а у заду сливка. Вийди, 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 вийди ти до мене, моя чорнобривка. Вийди, 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 вийди ти до мене, моя чорнобривка. Ти до мене не ходи, не псуй собі ночі. Я за тебе не піду, бо мати не хоче. Перестань, перестань до мене ходити. Є у мене гарний хлопець, буде м'я любити. Є у мене гарний хлопець, буде м'я любити.
And another Toronto group for you, that was Zubrivka from their second CD, Večernici, which means evening party, and that was Te do mene ne chode, go away, old man. Coming up next is a Ukrainian singer by the name of Marta Shpak, very popular lately, and here she is now with a song called Visit Yabko, The Hanging Apple. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Salads have become a familiar fixture at mealtime in North America. Most common are green salads like coleslaw, Caesar salad, and the ubiquitous tossed green salad. With perhaps the exception of coleslaw, such salads are not traditional in Ukrainian cuisine. More commonly, you'll find salads like a tangy red salad with beets as the base. Horseradish gives it a nice bite, and sunflower oil enhances the earthy taste of the beets. To make it, first cook 8 large beets. Cool. Then peel them and slice them into a large bowl. Slice 3 large dill pickles and 1 large onion, and add them to the bowl. Mix together 3 tablespoons prepared horseradish and 4 tablespoons sunflower oil, and pour over the vegetables. Toss and serve. It's that easy. This will feed 8 to 10 people. Just a tip. Make sure to use cold-pressed or unrefined sunflower oil, as it has that wonderful fresh sunflower flavor. Plus, it's better for you than refined oil. I found that the most flavorful comes from Ukraine or other parts of Eastern Europe. You can usually buy it in specialty delis, but if you can't find any in your area, you can substitute olive oil in this recipe. So try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Янчик, Янчик, чорні очка, підем разом до поточка, до поточка, синього нам приличка. Янчик, Янчик, малюванчик, що ти зробив нашій Янці, вона мамі повідала, що все тяжко.
Was Anastasia Wojciuk and the Cherry Band from Lviv, and a song called Yanchik. And that's a tune that I picked off of YouTube. about a year or so ago and discovered them. They were touring Canada, Eastern Canada, over the Christmas season last year, and I've been following them, trying to hook up with them, finally connected on Facebook, and just absolutely delightful people from what I've seen on the videos, and I will be able to report firsthand back to you as to whether or not they're as delightful as they seem on videos, because I will be visiting with them, hopefully. At any rate, we'll manage to connect in Lviv later on this week. So I'll be happy to bring back much music from them. They've promised to give me their collection to share with you, as well as some stories and introductions, perhaps. So stay tuned for all of that. Meanwhile, one of the other things I will be doing while in Kiev will be visiting Babin Yar, a place that I've read much about, heard much about, but have yet to visit. So I don't know if I can say I'm looking forward to it, as it's a very tragic sight. However, it will be a very interesting experience, and I'll be happy to share that with you as well when I get back. And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Greetings from the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Babin Yar is a ravine on the outskirts of Kyiv that has become a symbol of the Holocaust. There are more than 100,000 perished during the Nazi occupation, including 40,000 Jews. Babin Yar was first mentioned in the historical accounts in 1401 in connection with its sale by a baba, which means an old woman, to the Dominican monastery. Over the course of several centuries, the site was used for various purposes, including military camps and at least two cemeteries, among them an Orthodox Christian cemetery and a Jewish cemetery. The latter was officially closed in 1937. On September 19, 1941, the Nazis occupied Kyiv. 10 days later, on Yom Kippur, they began the mass murder of Jews at Babi Yar. The city's Jews obeyed a Nazi order to assemble there, expecting to be deported, as Nazi propaganda intended. According to German records, in just 2 days, nearly 34,000 Jews were killed. The killing continued for months. The majestic ravine quickly became a mass burial site of Jews, Gypsies, Ukrainians, Russians, Hungarians, and others. Civilian hostages, prisoners of war, patriots, and partisans, including Ukrainian nationalists. The Nazis spared no one, not children, the elderly, nor pregnant women. Patients of the Pavlov Psychiatric Hospital were gassed and then dumped into the ravine. Near Babin Yar, the Nazis built a concentration camp called Siretz, where they kept their captives and forced them to work before killing them. Those who managed to survive Siretz told of the inhumane conditions they lived in. Every evening, the prisoners had to line up on the square, and each fifth or each tenth was shot. If someone managed to escape, each third was shot. The camp hospital was full of ill, weak, bleeding, and exhausted people. When it became too crowded, the Nazis removed patients, shot them, and dumped them in the ravine. On February 18, 1943, three Dynamo Kyiv football players who took part in the match of death with the German Luftwaffe team were also murdered there. By August 1943, the Red Army was advancing. In an attempt to hide their crimes, the Nazis began a campaign to exhume and destroy the bodies from the mass graves of Babin Yar. The Nazis forced 327 prisoners to do the horrible job, 100 of whom were Jews from the Siretz camp. The prisoners had to dig into mass graves. After being buried for 2 years, many bodies had twisted together. The prisoners had to hack them apart with axes or dynamite them. Then they had to cremate the corpses, some 2,000 at a time. Afterwards, they had to gather any remaining bones from the ashes and crush them, using Jewish tombstones. For 6 weeks, the prisoners carried out this gruesome task. The Nazis drank vodka to drown out the smell and the scenes, but the prisoners were not even allowed to wash their hands. Although exhausted, starving, and filthy, the prisoners still held on to life. On September 29, 1943, under cover of darkness, 25 of them escaped. 15 survived to tell what they had seen. After the war, the Soviet public learned of the murders through newspaper accounts, official reports, and underground publications. In 1947, preparations were made for a memorial at Babyn Yar to the Jewish victims of Nazi genocide. But in 1948, a Soviet anti-Semitic campaign attempted to eliminate all references to Babyn Yar and remove it from Jewish consciousness. In 1976, the Soviets erected a monument in honor of Soviet victims, but did not recognize the fate of Jews and others. Only after the collapse of the Soviet Union did the new Ukrainian government acknowledge the specific Jewish nature of the site and allow proper memorials there. In 2006, Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko hosted a major international commemoration of the 65th anniversary of Babyn Yar. Today, Babyn Yar is a public park within Kyiv city limits. It can be reached by traveling to Dorohozhichi metro station. This is Volodymyr Volkov at the Faina Petrakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine.
Thanks, Volodya. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. Слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
You're all that's left of me now, after the mother of stones. Strip my flesh away, I'm left with the bones. Long before the sunrise burns the morning star, the sign upon the cross points to where you are. We're drifting further apart into the merciless blue. You're my poison, I'm your fool. Even though you smile at me, I know there's nothing more behind. You're playing on temptation, I know your kind. Listen to me, I listen to you. Communication, the spice of life. Communication, I'm not talking to you, you're not talking to me. There's no communication. One day we'll find communication. At sea, from the deep below, you'll be the wreck of me along the skeleton coast. Every time I fall.
you always let me down. Another perfect snowflake hits the ground. Flakes are all around. Listen to me, I listen to you. Communication, the spice of life. Communication, I'm not talking to you, you're not talking to me. There's no communication. One day we'll find communication.
Original composition by a Jewish Brit who spent many years in Kyiv doing the bar scene and sharing his music with Ukrainians who just adored him. Nicky Rubin will be much missed in Kyiv, but he has left behind much music, and hopefully he will return at some point. That song was called Communication, and that is certainly on a theme that describes the rocky relations between Jews and Ukrainians over the centuries, in particular in Ukraine. And the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter of Toronto has been working, along with other organizations, more and more, growing number now, working on improving those relations, promoting cross-cultural understanding, and certainly much better communication. And to that end, I will be going to Ukraine, actually, as you're hearing this, on my way, and we'll be attending the Limud Convention, which is a gathering of Jews in Lviv, meeting with others with the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter. So I'll be bringing stories of that back to you. To Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
The book we're reviewing today is Sliding on the Snowstone by Andrew Spook. When Andy Spook asked his father about his earliest memory, he replied, "Russian soldiers carrying corpses away." After hearing about his father's life, Book decided that this story must be told. Sliding on the Snowstone gives readers a glimpse into the incredible determination that kept the Ukrainian nation alive through centuries of foreign oppression. As Sliding on the Snowstone begins, it is 1932, and 5-year-old Stepan realizes that his tiny village near the town of Vinnytsia has changed forever. Soviet soldiers are picking up the bodies of his starving neighbors on the road. Stepan's description is heart-wrenching. They began by taking away all our grain, and once they'd done that, they stripped rural Ukraine of all its food produce. There was nothing left to eat. Of course, back then I didn't know all that. I was just a boy. All around them, people are starving to death in front of Soviet soldiers eating and drinking their fill. Stepan's family manages to survive during the Holodomor because of their cow's milk and the Ukrainian will to survive. They tried to crush us, but our spirit was too strong with that Cossack blood inside us. After the Holodomor, the village slowly recovers, but not for long. In 1941, the Nazis invade Ukraine. The villagers rejoice because they are free of their Soviet masters. However, they soon realize that they have just traded one dictator for another. The Nazis demand food and unquestionable loyalty. Whenever there's a problem, villagers are executed. At one point, Stepan and his father are in line to be executed. However, they manage to flee to the west, hoping to escape the war. They get as far as Slovenia through the kindness of strangers. However, their luck ends here. At the end of the war, Stepan finds himself in a displaced persons camp run by Americans, where he narrowly escapes repatriation to the Soviet Union. Stepan eventually settles in England, where he finds a supportive Ukrainian community. In his later years, he watches in horror as his native Ukraine is ravaged by the Chernobyl disaster. However, he is also thrilled when the Soviet regime crumbles and Ukraine gains its independence. He even returns to his homeland. Andy Spook's historical memoir of his father's experiences is a touching story told with honesty and integrity. The core of the book is a chronological narrative beginning in 1932 during the Holodomor and ending in 2003. Readers whose relatives lived through the Nazi occupation and the post-war era will definitely be able to relate to Stepan's story. This is Andy Spook's first full-length book. Readers will be fascinated by the strength of the narrative and the incredible survival of the Ukrainian spirit, and they should definitely look forward to new works by this author. Andy Spook is a short story writer and poet based in Nottingham, England. He is a member of the DIY Poets, a performance poetry collective in Nottingham. His works have appeared in anthologies such as Mosaic, Stories for Homes, and A Menu of Death. He is also the author of the web-based work The History of Rock and Roll in 99 Tweets. His most recent work is the poetry collection, Droplets of Verse, Selected Poems, Volume 1, 2012. Sliding on the Snowstone is available in North America at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Стоять до кінця і голос. дають, і полетять усі вони до раю, не берегли своїх синів, так гірко плачуть матері, небесна сотня з неба споглядає.
An original composition, a very recent one, that was Christina Volchak and Heroi Ukraine ne vmirayut, Heroes of Ukraine Never Die. Up next is Andriy Knyaz with quite a toe tapper, Anna Ukraini.
Anna Ukraini, щастя моє, там живе дівчина, вона мене жде.
Земля, там жде люба моя, жде ночами не спить, а вже місяць горить. Знай, шляхи повертаються, де серцю чекається, де серцю кохається, жди мене зачекай, а на Україні щастя моє, там живе дівчина, вона мене зле, а на Україні
ранку ясну, жде світ теплу весну. Жди, і я повернусь, до землі прихилю. Знай, шляхи повертаються, де серцю чекається, де серцю кохається. Жди мене, зачекай. А на Україні щастя моє, там живе дівчина, вона мене зве. А на Україні щастя моє, там живе дівчина, вона мене зве. Там, де сині гаї, ти відкрилась мені у своїх почуттях.
What's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. If you're organizing a Ukrainian cultural event, we'll be happy to announce it here free of charge. As well, please send in your suggestions, special requests, and dedications. Your comments are always welcome. Email producer at noshholos.com or fill out the form on the events page at the Nosh Holos website. You can also call us at 604-227-0942 or record and leave your own audio announcement at our website, noshholos.com. On Wednesdays, catch Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Northwest Washington State, and in the Greater Vancouver listening area. Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific Time on CHLY Radio Malaspina, 101.7 FM on the radio dial and streaming online at chly.ca. If you would like to extend Christmas greetings on Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver and or Nanaimo during the Christmas season and have not received your notice, please email producer at noshholos.com or call 604-227-0942. This Friday, enjoy a pierogi supper at the Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Auditorium, 154 East 10th Avenue in Vancouver, from 5 till 8 p.m. For details, call Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Parish at 604-274-8030 or visit uocvancouver.com. Channel 8 Omni airs two Ukrainian language TV shows in the Vancouver viewing area. Kontakt TV Sundays at 7 a.m. with repeats Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 a.m. And Forum TV Sundays at 8 a.m. with repeats on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 12 noon. And at 6 p.m. on Saturday evenings, flip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver or catch the live stream at am1320.com. And join me for another hour of fun on Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, make sure to follow Nosh Holos and me on Facebook and Twitter. And for audio archives, transcripts, podcast feeds, and more, visit our website at www.noshholos.com. And from Winnipeg, that was Prairie Crocus from their CD Back Up and Push and the Highland Shutis. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Сварено ще ніхто не хліб не заробив. And our proverb of the week translates as, quarrels do not earn one's daily bread. Well, that just about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos. We're pretty much out of time now. So to take us to the end of our show, we've got the Ukrainian old-timers and the dust-raising polka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich!